Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin, and today we're going to talk about a fascinating topic. The Torah being, on a deeper level, spelling out the name of God. Shmosef Shalak Adosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us on daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, talking about, remember we started talking about the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So on Lamed Hema Beis, we had the Mishnah, which tells us the beginning of the special Avoda that took place on Yom Kippur. Balo Eitzel Paro, Uparo Obey Bidolam HaMizbeach, he comes to the Par, and the Par is facing in a certain way, and he starts being Mizvada. He starts saying the special Vidoy. Kacha Yomer, Ona Hashem, Chata Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi Lefanecha, Ani Uvesi. And we had the discussion on yesterday's daf about the order, about Avon, Pesha, Chatas, Ona Hashem, Kapra, Nalavonas, Lapshoim, Vechulu. And he says Hashem. Hashem means here, Shem Hashem. He says the name of God. And whoever hears the Kohen Gadol will say the Shem Hashem in the base of Migdash, answers Baruch Shem. So the Gemara here tells us, before the Mishnah, not only did they answer Shem Hashem, did they answer Baruch Shem, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, based on the Pasuk at the end of Dvarim, when I call out the name of God, ascribe greatness to Him. Havu Godel Elokeinu. Amar Lehem Moshe Yisrael. So we darshan from this Pasuk. Moshe says to B'nai Yisrael, B'shoa Sh'ani Maskir Shmosh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever we hear the name of Hashem, Atem Havu Godel, we have to ascribe greatness. What do we have to do? We have to bow down. We have to bow down. That's the ascribing greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reaction that we have to have when we hear Shem Hashem in the base of Mikdash. Based on this pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Leilokeinu. What's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik points out, is that the same pasuk is used for a totally different halacha. Brachas Chaf Aleph. The Gemara tells us there, Minayin LeBirchas HaTorah LeFaneha Min HaTorah. How do I know that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Birchas HaTorah? Again, there's a mystery that the Rambam does not count say Birchas HaTorah as a separate, independent mitzvah. Maybe he holds it as a drabanan and the pasuk's rasmachta, but the Ramban takes this literally, and many Rishonim say, no, it sounds like it's d'oraisa. Right on that Gemara, the two brachas are linked. How do you know you have to make a bracha after food? How do you know you have to make a bracha before you learn? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. When we ascribe, when we say the Shem Hashem, Havu Godel. So it sounds like it's Daraisa. That's not our topic today. Birchas HaTorah. But the same pasuk is used to teach me Birchas HaTorah and to react in a certain way in the base of English when we hear Shem Hashem. The question is, how does the same pasuk teach us both of those halachas? Can't learn, if it's two words in the pasuk, then fine, you can learn two different halachas. But here, how do we learn this two different halachas from the same pasuk? Right, the same exact pasuk, Yishem Hashem, Birchas HaTorah, and bowing down in the base of Migdash. What must the answer be? It's really the same halacha. It's really the same halacha. Bowing down when we hear the name of Hashem and making a bracha before we learn Torah is the same idea. When we come in contact with Shem Hashem, we have to react. Torah, on a deeper level, is Shem Hashem. And that is why we have to react in a certain way, and it's really the same halakha. So where does this come from? Let's go back a little bit and see if there are any nafkaminas related to this. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Psachim on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, if you remember, Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodem Shnivra Ha'olam. There are seven items that were created before the world was created. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk to prove each one. Ve'elu hein, what are the seven items that created before the world was created? What's the first one? Torah. Torah existed, the Gemara tells us, thousands of generations before the world was created. And that's why if you remember on Maimon Har Sinai, the Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to get the Torah and the Malachim say, what? It's not fair. Really? The Malachim wanted the Torah. The Torah existed before the people were created. Even before the Malachim were created. The Malachim were also created when the world was created. Right? Not before day one. Right? One of the pshatim of Yom Echad is that Hashem was the only one on day one. Not even the Malachim were created on day one. But Torah is the first in Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, and Shmo Shel Mashiach. Right? The seven items that were created before the world. So, what does that mean? Right? The Torah, the events that were recorded in the Torah. How do you say the world was created before the world was created? It says in the Torah that Bilam went to curse the Jews. It says that the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu. It says all these events that happened. It says we sinned by the Misonanim, and by the Meraglim, and by the Egel, and we did Tshuva, and it says all these events. How could the Torah have been recorded and written before the world was created? Or, similar question, the Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Chav Beis, called Psukei de lo paske Moshe, anan lo paskinan lei. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make as a pasuk, we don't make. We can't make up our own psukim. The prakim in the Torah are non-Jewish sources. They made up the prakim. But the psukim come from Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to end the each pasuk that we know, that's the Mesorah that we have, that's the concept of smuchin and hekish, right? Hekish are two items in the same pasuk. We compare them. Smuchin are two psukim next to each other. How do you know what's a hekish and what's smuchin? But Moshe Rabbeinu told us the psukim. Right, and that's why there's even a halachi discussion, again, not our topic really, various places in our tfilos that we say half psukim. And the poskim discuss how we allowed to do that. It's not a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So for example, by Vizos HaTorah, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say, Vizos HaTorah, Asher Tzav Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael. That's okay, that's a whole pasuk. And then we add in, Api Hashem Yad Moshe. That's a half a pasuk. So how do we add that in? Right, many people on Friday night say, Yom HaShishi, right? Yom HaShishi, the last two words of a pasuk. So they say, oh, I start earlier, Vayera V'Yevoker. That's also a half a pasuk. Vayera V'Yevoker. So some say, oh, you start earlier. Vayera L'Kim is Kol Asher Tzav Yidei Tova, oh, Vayera V'Yevoker. So again, all of these. Al Kain Beirach on Shabbos morning. So we often say half psukim. So again, many say that if it's only being said b'derach tefillah, it's not being said as a pasuk. It's not being said as Torah. If it's being said as tefillah, then we will be able to say it. What about, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, does it apply to Tanakh also? Well, part of it, right? In Yehi Chavod, each of the psukim in Yehi Chavod are psukim that have Shem Hashem in it. That's why it's a very holy tefillah. Right, it's psukim from Tehillim with Shem Hashem. Except one pasuk looks like a pasuk, but it's not really a pasuk. It's really three psukim together. Hashem Elach, Hashem Elach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed. Right, that's not real. That's really three psukim put together. Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed is a pasuk, but Hashem Elach, Hashem Elach are from other psukim. So again, we find this. But anyway, this is the concept. But one second, if the Torah existed before the world was created, so had, what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu made the psukim? Right, the psukim were existed way before Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara ascribes the psukim to Moshe Rabbeinu? So again, how does it, in general, there are stories, and how does it exist? So this is the concept. The Ramban tells us in the Hakdama to his commentary on the Torah, and the concept that Rav Soloveitchik just referred to. There are different levels of understanding of the Torah. One level of understanding of the Torah are the words that we have, the psukim that we have. Right about that, it said by Dabar Hashem, Moshe Lamar, and Moshe went, and this said, and the conversations that took place, that's the way we have the Torah. But that's not the way the Torah existed in its pristine, unadulterated, original state. Right? The Torah did not say the words that we have. And the Torah is still on a deeper level, doesn't say the words that we have. Says the Ramban, Od Yesh Biadeinu Kabbalah Shel Emes. We have a Mesorah. Ki kol ha-Torah kula shvosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem. Sha'atevos mischalkos l'shemos b'inyan echad. If you put all the words together, you can read it differently. Ki ilu tachshov al-derech mashal. Says the Ramban, I'll give you a mashal. Ki pasik bereishis, the first pasik in the Torah. Yischalek l'tevos acheros. Can be split up in different ways. Kagon, berosh yisbara elokim. Instead of Beresh Yisbara, Beresh Yisbara. Just put the comma, put the break in a different place. So even just the first two words of the Torah could be read differently. The Chol HaTorah Kein. The entire Torah could be read different with different understandings. Milvad, Sirufein, V'Gematria, Osein, Shal Shemos, besides the other secrets of Gematria, V'Arkasa Rabbeinu Shlomo, and Rashi already says, B'Talmud, Inyan Hashem HaGadol, he quotes the Rashi in Masechet Sukkah. U'mipreizeh, the Ramban says, and that's, by the way, why, Sefer Torah Shetabo Bo'os Achas, B'Malia B'Chaser Pasol. If the Torah has an extra letter, or a missing letter, even if it does not change the meaning of the word, it's still Pasol. Right, if it's supposed to say Aaron, Aleph Hey Resh Nun, and you add it in a Vav where it's not supposed to have a Vav, that's a Pasul Sefer Torah. What do you mean it's Pasul? It still says Aaron. What's the difference? You didn't change the meaning. Yes, you did change the meaning. Because when you put all the letters together and spell Hashem Hashem, then everything is messed up by an extra or a missing letter. Ki zeho inyin yechayev osanu, this idea that the Torah spells out Hashem Hashem on a deeper level, yechayev osanu lifsol Sefer Torah, sheyechzer bo Vav Echad mimilas osam. Shebo mehem lamites maleim batorah. The word osam, there are 39 male osams in the Torah. So if you write 40, if you write an extra one, so no good. O sheyichtov havav ve'echad mishara chaserim. Or you write a vav when it's not supposed to have a vav. V'chein kol koyosiv hazeh. Avo pi she'eno male ve'lo morid kefi ha'ola b'machshava. right? Even though it doesn't really make a difference, it doesn't change the meaning of a word. Still, that is the Ramban. That's why it says in the Gemara Kiddushin that they used to, Darshei Rishumos used to count all of the letters, because every letter was meaningful. Venira, and then he continues, Shatora Haksuva Be'esh Chora Agabi Esh Levana Be'inyan Azeshe Iskarnu. The phrase that Chazal say that the Torah was given black fire on white fire is referring to this idea. Referring to this idea. Husha Haisak Siva Ritsufa Beli Hefsik Osios. That's when it was given altogether without any Hefsik. Without any hefsek in the letters, via efshar b'kriyasa shetikra al derech Hashem, and you can read it in the way of Shem Hashem. But this is the idea that the Torah is on a deeper level spells out all the name of Hashem, and that's exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said, explaining our Gemara, right? That birchas haTorah and kishem Hashem, birchas haTorah and bowing down when we hear the name, or reacting when we hear Shem Hashem, we have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. That's the same pasuk teaches me Birchas HaTorah and Baruch Shem Kavod, because it's really all Shem Hashem. And we even say it every morning. We say it every morning in Birchas HaTorah. We just don't realize it. Right, what do we say? We say, Lasuk v'devrei Torah, Harev Hashem Alkeinu, Hashem make it sweet for us. V'fiyas Amcha Beiso V'diyah, Nachnu Kulanu, V'tzetzeinu V'tzetzei Amcha Beiso, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, V'lom Dei Sarasecha. What do you mean, those who know your name? And those who learn your Torah. And why are we mentioning that in Birchas HaTorah? That's exactly the point, because learning Torah is knowing Shem Hashem. Kulanu Yodei Shemecha V'lom Dei Sarasecha. Right? Because learning Torah is knowing Hashem. There's even a fascinating application of this from the Gra. We mentioned this years ago. And that is the Gemara Menachas tells us, it's also in Baal Basra, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Who wrote the last eight psukim? Machlokes Tanoim. Amazing that there's a machlokes about this. Right, the whole Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu up until the last eight psukim. What about the last eight psukim? Machlokes, who wrote the last eight psukim? Was it Moshe or was it Yehoshua? Why? What's wrong with the last eight psukim? Moshe died. So Moshe dies. How could Moshe write Moshe died? Moshe could write Moshe will die, but it doesn't say that in the Torah. It says Moshe died. What if the heart of Odeo died? How could Moshe Rabbeinu write that? That's how this is the machlokes. So the Brisa says, Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe dies. Efshar Moshe Chai. Vakasa Vayamasha Moshe. Is it possible that Moshe is alive and he wrote Moshe died? It's not true. Ela Adkan Kasav Moshe. But it must be Moshe Rabbeinu wrote up until the last day. Psukim. Vikan Ve'ela Kasav Yeshua Binun. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Vamila Rabbi Nechemia. So first opinion. Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, because there's no other choice. You can't write Moshe died. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, Efshar sefer Torah chaser osachas. Is it possible that we have our Torah, part of the Torah that we have, was not given by Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah's, the Malachi, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. The Torah is called after Moshe Rabbeinu. How can they be part of the Torah that Moshe didn't give us? That you can't have that. V'ksiv l'koach ha-sefer ha-torah ze-vesamtem oso. Ela, says Rabbi Shimon, Adkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kosei Ve-Omer. Up until the last eight psukim, I agree with you, there's something different, but it's not so different. Up until the last eight psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated, and Moshe said it over and wrote it. Mikan ve'elech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, u'Moshe Kosei Ve-Dema. After this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and Moshe wrote it, Bidema. What is Bidema? Rashi says there, tears. He wrote it when he was crying. So that's what happened with the last eight psukim. So ask all the mafarshim, how does that help? Rabbi Yehuda said it's a lie. Right? So how does this change it that he was crying? He was in pain. Rashi says, Mirov Tsaro. He was in pain. What was he in pain? What was he in pain for? So pain because he was going to die. He was writing, that's pashtus. He was going to die. But also, we might say, Moshe Rabbeinu knew this was his time. Is it the human side of Moshe Rabbeinu? He still didn't want to die? Or, you know, there's others say, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful article where he talks about, well, maybe he couldn't imbue this with full Kedushas Ksav because it didn't take place yet, and that's why he was crying, not because he was in pain that he was going to die, but he couldn't do it. Anyway, the Vilna Gaon has another pshat. The Vilna Gaon says maybe Bedema here means something else related to our sugya. Right? We know in Zraim we have the concept of Medume. Medume means mixed up. Truma and Chulin that got mixed up with each other, and there wasn't enough Chulin to be Mevatel the Truma, less than 1 to 100, and therefore it's called Medume. And a Kohen can eat it, because it has some Truma mixed in. It's also for Yisrael. So that's Medume. Good. Says the Gra, maybe that's what it's referring to here. Moshe wrote it bedema. Moshe wrote it when it was in a mixed up state. What does that mean? Based on the Ramban, based on the concept that we just said, that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the Torah spells out the Shem Hashem. So, says the Gra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the entire Torah, even the last eight psukim. But the last eight psukim, he didn't decode. He didn't give in the separate words that we have. He gave it to Moshe in its pristine natural state. So it didn't say Vayam HaShem Moshe at that point. It said, other, for us, it would look like garbled letters, right? Without any words spelled out. He gave it to Moshe bedema, in a mixed up state, where it didn't say Vayam. So Moshe did write the whole Torah. But afterwards, Yeshua ben Nun then deciphered it. After it happened, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yeshua ben Nun the insight into deciphering it, and in that way, he wrote the letters as we have them. And the Gra says, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Right? Both the Shitas are true because they both wrote it in a certain way. Ki Kol HaTorah Kula, reading it from the Kol Eliyahu. Kol HaTorah Kula, all of these Svarim that we have from the Gra on are from Talmidim. The Gra hardly wrote anything himself, especially the commentaries a la the Kol Eliyahu. It's a compilation of Talmidim. Ki Kol HaTorah Kula, Shavazah Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayinadei Tzirufim Shal Osios V'Tevos. V'lefnei Briyasa Olam Aysa Torah Amun Aitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah was with Hashem before creation. V'yachad Shavar Hashem Yisbarach Asa Olam. V'nasan Asa Torah Yisrael. After he gave the Torah, V'sibavon B'mitzvos HaTzvichin Li'asos B'gvulei Makom Hazman. Then all the mitzvos were understood based on time, based on human beings. That's why, because of the Torah, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu split up the psukim at that point. When he received the Torah, he split up the psukim, as Hashem told him to split up the psukim, and that's why, kol psukit lo paskei Moshe, anan lo paskinan. The chilek es Torah lo tevos fosios, the galos of the fires is called every Torah azos. And that's what should be understood. Meturatz et divrei agamara. Amar shayikosi bedema pirish dema miloshin mleasav dimacha rotsalomar medume the ear of osios shayikosi mikan velachabit sirifi tevos veishmos of shalakadosh baruch hu. And after he died, the last eight psukim, the niglev and the nistar. So Moshe Rabbeinu had wrote the nistar, and Yeshua ben Nun writes the niglev. Vishnei maskim l'de achas ve'elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Fascinating Vilna Gaon. So that's the idea of Kol HaTorah Kula shmos of shalakadosh baruch hu. Is there any nafkamina? Any nafkamina, any lamaisa elements that we should, regarding this idea? So a couple of points. The Mabit writes, the Mabit in Beis Elokim and Shar HaYesodos says that when we stood at Maimat Har Sinai, right, we know Chazal tell us that we died when we heard on Anoche Hashem Elokecha. Then Hashem did Tchias HaMesim, and then we heard Lo Yelecha, and we died again. Hashem did Tchias HaMesim, and we said, that's enough. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu could tell us the rest of the Aseres HaDibros. So why did we need that experience? And what exactly was that experience? By Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha. So the Mabit explains that really we heard the entire Torah in its form, in its original form. It all was at one moment. We didn't understand it, but we felt it. We felt it. We didn't understand it, but we had that experience at Maimon Har Sinai. Ki HaTorah Kula Mibreishis Aleinu Kol Yisrael Hu Mekubal Etzleinu Ki Ha'isa Stura Lefanav Yisbarach Ka Kodem Shenever Olam Ba'apayim Shana V'nira Sheiksuva Lefanav Yisbarach Os Samach La'os Shalach Areha Mibeis Breishis Adlamid Le'enei Kol Yisrael B'li Hefzik Tevos Uparshios Elekuva L'Keteva Achaz. It was one word. All the letters were all together. And that's what we heard. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu heard and told us at Har Sinai. And that's why we couldn't experience it. And our neshamas left us. We needed that. Why do we need that experience, though? Why do we need that experience? Why couldn't we just get the Torah as we have it? So this is, we discussed this months ago, not so many months ago, back in Daf Hey, earlier here in Yuma, where we spoke about the concept of a bris, that Har Sinai was not only teaching us what to do, but it was Dav Dalad. Dalam and Alav, we spoke about Tosfos there. Right, it was there. No, it was a Dalad. Yeah, I think it was, they spoke about the concept of Hazor B'Sinai. Yeah, Hazor B'Sinai. So we spoke about Bris there. So that's what could be that we had to experience that because that was part of coming in the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are other, ideas related. Just to mention one other. The Radvaz. beautiful Radvaz. Radvaz in a Tshuva in Gimel, Tafresh Mem Gimel, says, you know why the Torah doesn't have nekudos in it? Would be make it much easier for a Bal Korei to have nekudos. You know why it doesn't have other vowels? You know why it's not split up based on psukim and you have and periods? Because we need the Torah to be able to be understood on so many different levels. And putting nekudos and putting the end of psukim, you're putting it in that in the Torah Shebichsav in the Klaf would limit the Torah from being understood on so many different levels. So we don't have it nowadays as all the letters next to each other, but at least we have a little bit. We don't have nekudos in there. We just have letters in there. So at least, you know, we could understand it on deeper levels in that way. So a little bit we have. Lama Sha'ada Daiti, he says, Lama ain't kosvin nekuda b'sefer Torah. Kivan shakol nasa l'moshe Rabbeinu b'sinai. V'gama ta'amim. Right? Why don't you put everything in? Right? And he quotes this idea of kol ha'Torah kulo shpozav shakodesh baruch hu, and therefore there are so many deeper levels that we have to understand. It could be, I don't know. I don't know if anybody really talks about this. I mean, people do, I should say. I don't know. I don't remember or not familiar. The Torah that we learn in utero, is that this Torah that we have in this world? Because the baby is not in this world yet. And we know that it's caused to forget it and we have to relearn it. So when we learn Kol HaTorah Kula in utero, the Gemara Nida, is that this Torah that we have? Maybe it's the Torah of Shmuel Zav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It says in the Gemara also, it's been pointed out, that a malach causes us to forget the Torah. It doesn't say that a malach teaches us explicitly. It says we are taught it. We are taught it, and then a malach causes us to forget. Maybe we're taught it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself teaches the Torah that Shmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu to each baby, and then the baby comes out, and then we learn the Torah in the newer way that we have to learn it. Either way, this is the concept of Torah spelling out Shem Hashem, and it comes from this Gemara of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, being the same makar as Birchas HaTorah in Brachas and Lav Chaf Aleph. Okay, we will stop here.